Here it's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Yesterday, the Trump administration announced major rule changes to Head Start, a federally funded program that provides early childhood education to children from low-income families. Some of those changes include eliminating federal requirements for student-teacher ratios and relaxing certain safety guidelines and educational standards. In many cases, it hands authority over those standards to individual states. The public has 60 days to submit their input on the proposed changes before they can go into effect. According to a statement from Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., quote, "We are removing unnecessary bureaucracy, strengthening nutrition and physical health, trusting parents and local communities, and opening Head Start to hundreds of thousands more children." In Wisconsin, Head Start serves 16,000 children statewide. We're joined now by the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Head Start Association, Jenny Maurer. Jenny, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us, April Mullins-Datko, Head Start Director for ADVOCAP, a social service agency serving Fond du Lac, Winnebago, and Green Lake counties. April, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Jenny, as these proposed rule changes have come out, what have you seen as a reaction from Head Start programs around the state?
So there's a tremendous amount of anxiety and fear about how these changes could really impact the safety and quality of a program that's just so powerful and critical to our communities across the state. Folks are really digging in and trying to figure out what these changes will mean, and particularly worried about the ratios and the push to pack more kids into classrooms.
April, in addition to those ratios, what stands out to you as potentially affecting your program's operations significantly and maybe most quickly from this fairly long list of changes?
Sure. So you're right. There's over 100 pages of standards that have been removed. And so that is going to, if these were approved as is, this would indicate that we would have to begin a comprehensive review of every policy, every procedure, every training plan, every monitoring system, and every operational practice to determine that what we're doing is still in line with the new performance standards. And that just takes time to revise policy, retrain employees, update systems. And so these changes, there doesn't seem to be a very clear benefit for kids and families. But there is a great amount of administration work that's going to have to go into these things, yet they want to cut administration and red tape for grantees. So it's very confusing.
Jenny, on that administrative side of things, these changes would limit the amount of money Head Start funding recipients can use for administration costs. That could cover a lot of ground, of course. The argument from the White House is, hey, we're taking away some regulations. We're making it easier, in effect, to comply with federal standards so you won't need as much time put into administration. What is your read on that element of the changes?
Yeah,
so,
Jenny, yeah, go ahead.
So I would really encourage us to pause and think about what those administrative folks are doing. Those are folks who are preparing HR paperwork and compliance. Those are folks who are setting up the bus monitor schedule. Those are folks who are running background checks and facilitating really the engine that drives an organization. We really want to make sure Head Start is all about keeping kids safe, loved, and nurtured. And that does require administrative work. I would want us to think about what administrative procedures we can give up. Head Start is a program that the budget is primarily staff capacity, and there's not much flex to give, especially in our small rural programs. They don't have additional programming that could help absorb the needed administrative costs in other program areas. And so I think this particularly puts small rural programs at risk.
Jenny, getting back to those, workforce ratios, a lot of child care centers are already facing a workforce shortage to saying, hey, you can have more kids per staff member, potentially allow Head Start centers to serve more kids.
Yeah. So, I think that at first blush, folks are saying, oh, maybe this is a good thing. But for my own kids, I want them to be in a child care environment, a Head Start environment that's quality nurturing and helps prepare kids, for school and for life. And the answer isn't just packing more kids into the classroom. I think about if we were to go to, let's say, Idaho's ratios as an example for infants and toddlers, where they allow one staff member for up to six, infants and toddlers. There's barely enough time in the day for bottle feeding, changing diapers, getting kids down for a nap, let alone those things that we know help build young child's brains, like reading, playing, getting outside, having those quality teacher-child interactions that are building our littlest minds and supporting them as they're navigating their first years of life. Children aren't robots. It's not just about producing more widgets here. It's about building our earliest Wisconsinites, and just adding more kids really puts their education at risk.
April, there's not a requirement that a particular Head Start outfit would change their ratio. It just allows them to. Would you see potentially, even if these rules come into effect, Head Start agencies in your service area sticking with their current standards, even if the regulations are loosened?
So that becomes tricky, because once the standards kind of tell us what the feds expect from us, and if they're telling us, hey, you can put 20 kids with one staff member in a classroom, we consider that high quality. They're setting the tone for grantees that they expect that is good quality. They're also setting the tone that that is what we will fund. We will only fund this. So anything that you choose to do above and beyond the performance standards will become a financial liability for the agencies.
We're talking to Jenny Maurer, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Head Start Association, and April Mullins Datko, Head Start Director for ADVOCAP, a social service agency serving Fond du Lac, Winnebago, and Green Lake counties, looking at the Trump administration's proposed changes released yesterday to Head Start, the program that provides early childhood education to children from low-income families with federal funding. April, I want to zoom in on your service area. You're serving a city like, say, Fond du Lac and the surrounding rural areas. Those rural areas, how important is Head Start specifically in those, and what kind of unique challenges might Head Start programs face in rural areas?
So Head Start is critical for rural America, all over the nation. Head Start is often the only early childhood programming in rural areas. And so reducing the ability to serve rural America there is going to really impact low-income families who aren't close to cities or other opportunities. And we know our rural families already face so many barriers to every other aspect of their life, medical care, education, everything. So that would greatly impact the abilities of rural Wisconsinites to have access to childcare. We're in a state childcare desert, and I know in Green Lake County, I'm one of the few. I operated one of the few centers this past program year there, and so it would be critical. It would be a loss, a huge loss to the community to lose those opportunities for high quality childcare programming across the nation.
Jenny, among the changes, loosening the requirements for these centers to serve children with disabilities or multilingual children, how big an impact do you see that having?
I think there's a lot of rhetoric as it relates to English-only education, but I encourage anyone who has questions about this to consider what it's like to be in a room full of children and trying to get their snow pants on if you don't have someone that speaks their home language. We have classrooms, for example, in Western Wisconsin, rural Wisconsin, with our ag families where there's predominantly Spanish-speaking classrooms. And if we were restricted to only talk to those kiddos in English, it hampers their ability to develop English. There's great data that talks about speaking the home language as a way to support English acquisition. But again, thinking about putting on those snow pants, if you don't have a teacher or teacher's aide who speaks the language of the children. It's not practical and it's not evidence-based. So I would really want us to push back and think about the pragmatic realities of working with infants and young toddlers, and just the challenges that poses and wanting to make things as effective as possible. So, you know, particularly when this proposal talks a lot about flexibility, but if you read between the lines or read the lines in particular, putting restrictions like English-only education doesn't sound flexible nor responsive to the children in the care of so many amazing Head Start providers.
April, do you see any positive changes in this statement from the White House yesterday?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, anytime we can look at a bureaucracy and red tape and really reduce just standards for no, that have no impact on quality or they're just paperwork, we should absolutely take the opportunity to look, review, and modernize. I don't think any Head Start grantee is opposed to that. What we're opposed to is fundamentally altering the very aspects of our program that make us what we are. And I don't like how in these new standards, it creates 50 plus different versions of Head Start by pushing all of this control back to the state. A child's experience shouldn't depend on which side of a state line they live on. The quality shouldn't be impacted that way. I didn't have to learn a different definition of Head Start when I moved to, from Kentucky to Wisconsin because Head Start has always had one national standard. And that's what's made us so strong. And it's definitely worth protecting.
Briefly, Jenny, what are you recommending to Head Start providers around the state to prepare in case these changes come into effect as currently written?
Yeah, I think the first step is to get educated on what is in this proposal and to speak up. We know that our Congress is watching, and Head Start is bipartisan and really supported by the entire Congress. And we need to let our congressional officials know that Head Start quality, Head Start standards are worth saving for rural Wisconsin to urban Wisconsin. These are standards that we need to fight back, and we need to tell our elected officials and the folks in the White House that cutting standards isn't about quality. It isn't about flexibility. It's really about cutting what has the most impact for kids and families in Wisconsin and nationally.
Jenny, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
And April, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
April Mullins-Datko is Head Start Director for AdvoCAP, a social service agency serving Fond du Lac, Winnebago, and Green Lake counties. Jenny Maurer is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Head Start Association. We talked to them about the Trump administration's proposed changes to Head Start, a federally funded program that provides early childhood education to kids from low-income families. There's a 60-day public comment period going on now.